The edges of my power seeps through the interstices between two worlds, slipping through the strange thin edge of the gate between my land and the Feyn courts. Through it, I can feel stars being born and dying. The heartbeat of galaxies blossoms and fades. The interstitial is where all alternate realities meet and collide. It is there that my power grows. From each life, the seed of death is planted, and with each death, the tree that found fertile ground in life bears fruit, and in the dying, this fruit is harvested. Had I attempted this without binding myself to the land first, I believe I would have become a petty godling like I feel blossoming on shuddering waves of death. As it stands, I am still mortal, but something else as well. I feel the link of the Harbinger like a silk cord stretched taut through my abdomen, linking up and possibly far up, spinward until it disappears. But day by day I grow, and more of the world falls under my dominion. And day by day I sense the restless rustling, like an insect skittering across glass. I have heard the Queen of the Feyn speak, unknowing that I hear all within the boundaries. She tells of a being called the Emperor of Quiet Stars, which rules over the ruins of a multiverse-spanning empire, and like a spider senses movement, I feel the ponderous weight of attention shift to my world.